Summer Breakfast with Andrew Mays and John Hastings.
Welcome back to the show on this Wednesday morning. This is the 23rd of January 2019, and we're heading towards the business end of the Australian Open. Craig Gabriel has been with us every morning, and he joins us again this morning on RSN 927. Craig, good morning.
Gentlemen, morning.
Finish line is in sight for you.
Yes, I think.
Nearly there. It's been a long
It's a total blur.
I was actually reflecting with a few people on the tournament last night who aren't avid tennis goers, but they do enjoy watching the tennis come this time of year. And they reckon they've watched more tennis this year than the last three or four Australian Opens. They think it's been a fantastic tournament just from a neutral tuning in, a casual tennis lover. Mm-hmm. How have you seen the tournament as a whole so far?
It's been a very good tournament, but that's nice to hear. I don't think we've had the incredible matches that we might have hoped for or to compare with the ones we had last year. Because last year, I believe, we had an unbelievable run of memorable matches. In fact, three of them, I couldn't decide which I would name as my match of the year. And all of them involved Simona Halep, as it turned out. This year, I would easily say that the Williams-Halep match was the best one of the tournament, this year.
Yeah.
That's the way I'm seeing it.
You think it's a bit of a change in the guard in terms of there's some young guys doing some really good things now? You see, obviously, Federer's out. Halep's out, but Serena's still there. Djokovic and Nadal are still there, but it just seems to me like there's some seriously good young talent around.
Yeah, on both sides, on the international side and on the Australian side, because we had so many young players and lesser-name players moving through that have garnered attention, like Alexei Popirin.
Yeah.
Alex Bolt, the story behind him. So that has really ignited people's interest, and obviously Ash Barty being our only player to get through to the second week. So, and then, some of the lesser international names causing some damage and going through, and for people over here, Stefanos Tsitsipas.
Yep.
Yeah.
And his personality.
Yeah.
That's got people in. He's so fantastic.
Yeah. Well, and that's what tennis needs from this next generation, that personality. And I think everyone's connected with Stefanos Tsitsipas, especially with our Greek connection here in Melbourne.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also wonder if it's also for TV purposes, if it's a case of a change is as good as a holiday.
Yep.
Having a new broadcaster in, I think there's been a fresher approach on how to promote and push the matches and having breakfast TV on site every single day.
That has been a really good move.
I think they've done a marvelous job.
Yeah,
haven't they? It's almost enjoyed a seamless transition straight into it.
And that's the thing. It's on. So when you turn it on in the morning, you flick channel 9 on this morning, it's present.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You wake up and it's on. So I think that's been a really good move.
I had the TV on the entire night.
Yeah.
I sleep with the TV on.
Do you?
Initially, it was a security measure in hotels.
I understand that.
Now I am totally used to it. Even at home, the TV is on. I sleep right through it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yes. A bit of light and I'm gone. I need total darkness. But then I can sleep through anything.
Yeah.
So once it's dark,
I have been known to sleep standing up.
It's an incredible effort. Lucky you're sitting down there. We'll talk about the Davis Cup team too, with a bit of news about that last night. Press release came through about 10 PM naming the Davis Cup team for the Aussies' next tie, to be led by Alex Di Minaur, but some interesting omissions. We'll get to that in just a tick. But let's start with Ash Barty, the big news from last night. Her dream unfortunately ended last night at Petra Kvitova. But I think, speaking of winning the hearts and personality, she did exactly that, with letting us in a little bit on what she's been through over the last couple of years. And that emotion with Jim Courier in the post-match interview on court was really something for all to see, and you knew what it's taken for her to get back from that shocking home invasion a few years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. She's a lovely person. She's got, when her eyes smile all the time. And yes, the determination and the drive that she has and that horrible, horrible incident. By the way, they still haven't caught the guy.
Haven't they?
No, yeah. They still haven't caught the guy. You know, it was remarkable. I know her a bit. I know her PR person really well. And, you know, Katie would tell stories about how much she went through and you know, to get back to what she's come back to with and done, boy, that's incredible strength.
Mm, mentally, yeah. More than anything, yeah. Really. I mean, I know that...
I mean, she still hasn't got 100% movement in her left hand.
Yeah.
But she still managed to do it.
Which is amazing to think.
It's extraordinary to have it taken away from you like that as an athlete in those circumstances and to come back like she has... Yes, it's remarkable.
No, it's a fantastic story. And hopefully she does well in the next round as well. First time since 2014 she's back into the semifinals. Of a major. So great news for Petra Kvitova. On the other side of the net, Ash Barty, who we all speak of falling in love with. We've done that over the last couple of weeks. She's really let us in on her journey. She's so down to earth. What does her 2019 look like now? And do you think she might change her goals? Do you reckon players come into the Australian Open just to see where they're at the start of the season and then, say, her and Tsitsipas, who's probably outperformed what he expected, do they change their goals for the season?
I'm sure they'll make adjustments, but you know what? Tsitsipas said his aim was to reach the semifinals of the major. So somebody said, well, was that where you wanted to stop? No. You know, but that's a stepping stone. That's a start.
Yeah.
So I guess he's going to have to change things. But with Ash in particular, I don't know if she actually publicly sets goals. She's so laid back and so down to earth and goes with the flow that as things happen, the results are there and she'll keep pushing for them, keep trying, keep working hard to improve and keep getting the runs on the board. That... I think she'll just as it comes, as it happens, she's that type of person.
Yeah.
Obviously, getting into the top 10 has always been one of her ambitions, and going all the way at a major is another ambition. But that's really also for any player at this level. As far as top 10 is concerned, she's right there, knocking on the door. I think Monday she'll be 13. Had she won, she would have slipped into the top 10.
Yep. And so when can she sort of make a move into that top 10 over the next couple of months?
Yep.
Do you expect her to be inside the top 10 by mid-year?
Oh, yeah, I do. I genuinely do. And I wouldn't be surprised if she gets a few really good results through the American hardcourt season. I'm sure she's going to be playing in the Middle East next month or Fed Cup as well. She may even do it by April.
Another one of the good stories, and there's a few emerging at the Australian Open, Danielle Collins. The last five Grand Slams.
Energy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about energy.
Incredible.
Woo.
So the last five Grand Slams, or last five majors. She's been in, she's exited at the first round.
Yeah.
Incredibly, she finds herself in the semi-final after beating another unseeded player, Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova, in three sets, but she demolished her in the last set, wiped her off the court, and she's into a semi-final as an unseeded player. What a great story, Craig.
Yes, it is a good story. I didn't think she'd... I thought it was a toss-up yesterday, but if I had to pick one, I was going for Pavlyuchenkova because of more experience. I actually sat down with Danielle Collins last night for the USTA and did a short video piece with her. And I said, are you shocked and are you surprised at what you've achieved? And... I think it was her manager who said, not yet. And I said, are you shocked and surprised that you've got to this stage and there's still some more? And that opened it up for her. And she said, yes. And she's just living it at the moment. Her first Australian Open. And it is quite an achievement to reach the semi-finals.
Yeah.
And I asked her how she's felt and has she tried Australian foods and has she tried Vegemite and all this. So she said, Yeah. It's a bit strong. She's been here on the been in Australia since Brisbane tournament and all that. She said, "Oh, a friend of mine and I, we went and had Indian food. We're hooked on Indian food now. Right. Not quite Australian food."
She's had to come all the way to Australia. I was about to say,
"No, wait till you get to London."
Yeah, that's where it's
at. We were talking about Brick Lane a little earlier on the show. Yes. Now, the quarterfinals, rather, to come today, Naomi Osaka plays Elena Svitolina. That's a heavyweight clash, both seeds inside the top six. So who are you expecting to come away there with the win? Obviously, Osaka's got a big game, but Svitolina's been pretty good throughout this tournament.
Svitolina's serve is a bit of a puddle. there's not much there. So I would go with Osaka. By the way, on the live, what we term the live rankings, Kvitova has moved to number one.
Right.
Now, but there are still three other women in contention, and those three are Pliskova, Osaka, Svitolina. So Svitolina, whoever loses that Osaka-Svitolina match is pretty much out of the running. Mm-hmm. So I would go with probably give Osaka the edge in this one.
All right. Yeah. That taking place in the morning sessions to be followed by Serena Williams and Karolina Pliskova. Will Serena just get through here?
Yes. Yep.
Done.
Done.
There we go.
You don't really need to say too much more about that, do you?
No.
She's unbelievable.
Yeah, Serena Williams.
Incredible woman.
How long do you think she can keep going for, Serena? Because she plans her calendar now. Yeah. I was talking to a few people yesterday. She's like the under 15s playing against the under 9s. Yeah. She just goes, I'll train for a couple of months before each major.
I think it was a coach came out and said, 10 minutes after the winning the French, that she's all I'd wanted to do, and then bang, she's on to the next one. Right, now I've got to turn my attention.
She doesn't dwell on the wins or you think players are going to rejoice big time and all
celebrate,
that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
No, it's just get on with it. It's like Ash last night. I thought, so Australian. She's so Australian. She's, somebody said about going on with it and, feeling bad about it. We need to celebrate what we've achieved. She said, yeah, we'll go back later, celebrate, open up a beer.
So, quite right.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's her. But as far as Serena is concerned, no, she's just too awesome for words.
Oh, yeah.
And she'll romp through.
Through to another semi-final then after today's action. Yesterday, on the men's side of things, early in the day, we saw Stefanos Tsitsipas win in four sets, 7-5, 4-6, 6-4, 7-6. Interesting, this one didn't go to five, but it's still good. Probably wanted it to in the end because he'd back his fitness in. But Tsitsipas, he's putting together a very good tournament.
Very, very good tournament. Just back for one second on the women's.
Yep.
Osaka Williams win, fair square off in the semis, US Open final repeat.
Yes.
It looms large.
That's a night match on Rod Laver Arena?
Pencil it in.
Who would you schedule for the umpire there?
Carlos Ramos. the other Australia, Tom Sweeney, who was in a controversial situation the other day. Oh, yeah. It'll be interesting. But what a tournament Stefanos has put together. It really is a remarkable event, and that was another superb performance against Roberto. But I'm just wondering, what is Roberto doing? I mean, what is he taking? Mm. Seriously, the way he's been performing and grinding through, just like Kei Nishikori, really. But that went, could have actually gone to the down to the fifth set. It was very close to doing so, but Stefanos was nice. It was nice to see him get through.
He now plays Rafael Nadal, which is going to be a mouth-watering prospect. Yeah. And it's sort of that classic style where Tsitsipas will use the net a lot against the heavy topspin of Nadal, who last night accounted for Francis Tiafoe, another one of the good stories from this tournament, in straight sets, 6-3, 6-4, 6-2. Rafa beat Tsitsipas in a semi. It's pretty exciting stuff.
We're going to see more of that happening.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to see more of that happening. And look, Tsitsipas beat Roger here. He's beaten Novak before. Now, can he do it with Rafa? And I think also he is so relaxed about it all. He could very well do it. And you know, the questions that have been coming to Rafa the last couple of two, 3 days or whatever is, oh, you know, how are you preparing for these matches? And these young players are coming up. And do you have a different mindset going in against the young, next gen, a lot of players? Obviously, Tsitsipas being one of them. He won the next gen finals over Alex Dimino in Milan late last year. And his comment was, no. Why? You know, they are another player. And I will prepare the way I prepare for the other players. So he doesn't distinguish between the age.
Very good accent.
That's a too. Very good impersonation. Yeah. There as well.
What? So that's how he sees it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's logical, really.
Well, he became the youngest man in ATP history last year to defeat four top 10 mm-hmm. players in a row at the age of just 19, halfway through last year. So he can get it done against those top players.
Yeah, I love everything about Stefanos. So yeah. I just think he's
absolutely,
even his YouTube channel, the stuff yeah. he's doing, his photography away from the game, and just what he brings, his energy. It's amazing to see.
He meshed well with Jim Courier yeah. in the on court. Yeah, and I sure love the did. Way he promoted his YouTube channel, yeah. telling people to go and subscribe to it. By the time he got to his post-match, the subscribers had doubled.
Smart play. So he'd be hoping for another on-court interview. Yeah, he'd be like, exactly. right, that's my motivation. Get exactly. more followers.
A couple of men's fixtures to come today. Milos Raonic will play Lucas Pui, and Novak Djokovic will play Kate Nishikori. In terms of those results, which way do you see those going? Can Raonic continue his good run? He likes Australia.
Yeah, I think it'll be a Djokovic round of semi-final.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any question marks over Djokovic's fitness? I know he's just been a bit sore. I mean, this stage in the tournament, you would be feeling a little bit sore, but he's going okay.
No, I think he's been. Yeah. I think he's fine. Yeah.
He spoke in the paper as well this morning about enjoying that fifth set tiebreak, knowing that that's on yeah. the horizon if he yeah. does get to that. Yeah. So, but he's one of the fittest players.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It's in, some interesting comments in the Age today from Novak Djokovic. And then I wanted to talk about the Davis Cup team. Yep. I did mention it a little while ago. It was named sneaky little 10:30 p.m. release last night. I thought that would have come out earlier. Isn't it a chance, surely, to promote people who are in the Davis Cup team? So John Melbourne, Jordan Thompson, John Peers and Alexei Popperin will join Alex Dimonor. I reckon it would have been fantastic to see them all. I don't know if they're still at Melbourne Park, but all together and make a group announcement.
You know, normally they have done that, but this is what was strange because I read about it. I'd forgotten that the announcement was coming out yesterday. Mm. I read about it online during the day.
So did I.
And then the release comes out at night, and I'm thinking, like, is this release just sort of missed the internet or what? But the story was out hours before
yeah.
the actual official release announcement was put out. So I couldn't figure that one out.
The story was more about Nick Kyrgios missing, yes. and that's yeah. where what yes. the angle was.
Yeah.
But then we didn't know who was in the team.
Weeks ago, I said that was going to be the case.
Yeah,
That he was not going to be there, that it would be Alex Dimonor, it would be John Millman, it would be John Peers. I think Hewitt was going to play doubles. And I think with a bit of all this controversy, I think you step back.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
With that announcement too, were you surprised that, because logically, I would think from a tennis point of view, for us to get to know these tennis players more, which surely is beneficial mm-hmm. for Tennis Australia, that they would have made a group announcement and done a full press conference and we would have been able to ask all of them questions yeah. and celebrate their achievements. Yeah, Jordan Thompson's right. had a really good couple of months. John Millman's last year has been fantastic. Alex Dimonor, well, we all know his star is rising all the time. And Alexei Popperin has been fantastic.
I don't disagree with you. I just wonder if they've already gone to Adelaide. I don't know where they are.
Adelaide then.
Well, yeah, I don't know where they are. You know, I haven't seen any of them around.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it was that or because of all the controversy, if they had done that, all the questions were going to go to Hewitt about the negative aspects, about Thanasi, about Matt Ebden, because he had a few things to say, about Nick, about Bernie. So I think the idea, the thinking behind it is just to put the release out. That's it.
Yeah. We'll wait to see how that plays out over the next couple of weeks. Good to note, Alex Bolt is also part of the squad. He's not going to be part of the team, but he'll
travel
over. And he's
losing the top deck hairdo.
Is he?
Yeah, he said he's probably going to change it.
Good.
Yeah, that's good. We like to see that.
I wonder if he'll go the shaved head now and just get the number one out. Oh, yeah, why not? That rinse out of your hair. That'll take a while.
Take a bit of effort. I can't really talk that well on
no, I'm amazing. I'm losing that ability too. It's slowly going.
Don't look at me.
You're lush up top. You're fine. Thanks for joining us again, Craig. We'll chat again tomorrow after another good day at Melbourne Park. Can't wait for the semi-finals to come in a couple of days, but a few quarters to get through before we get there. Craig Gabriel joining us on RSN 927. He'll be back tomorrow at 6:30.